WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. A new survey by the AAA Motor Club shows that Americans are not ready to buy electric vehicles in great numbers just yet, and don't think their neighbors are either. The survey talked, though, about improving, sort of an improving feeling among some of those people that surveyed about electric vehicles. We want to talk more about that this morning with Beth Mosher of the AAA Motor Club, the public affairs person there, director of public affairs at AAA. Beth, I'll get it out this morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So the headline here, I was trying to sort of encapsulate the different aspects of the survey here. On one hand, Americans don't seem ready in huge numbers to buy electric vehicles, but they appear to be warming to them.
They are warming to them. I think that's the best way to describe them. Our headline talks about people want to go green, but they're still a little slow to adopt. And a lot of that just comes down to education and people really not having a sense of things like how far can they get on the charge, or how electric vehicles work exactly, what the cost is. So there are still some barriers for people to adopt electric vehicles.
40 million Americans say that they're at least willing to consider it. And we're talking here about a battery electric vehicle, which I guess it's BEV is what we're going to refer to that as going forward. Talk to us a little bit about the questions that were asked in the survey. And you mentioned there that the warming part of this is that people are starting to understand a little bit about how far these things can go and where to charge them.
Right. Well, we asked them, you know, whether or not they think that the fleet of cars on the road will be electric by 2029. We also asked them, you know, their interest in owning an electric vehicle. We asked them barriers or concerns they had about buying an electric vehicle. We asked them whether or not they would ever buy an electric vehicle, and then how much they're willing to pay more for an electric vehicle. So it was a range of questions that we asked them in this survey, and it really gives us, we do this survey every year, so it really gives us a trend over the years of whether or not people are warming, as we talked about, to this technology or to this to electric vehicles. We do the same sort of survey with all sorts of, we do this with automated vehicles as well, just to get, you know, where people are in the market and where trends are heading on these topics.
Yeah, and so that gives us a good idea of a good place to go back to and see how Americans are moving along on this. Like, for example, people asked about their concern about not enough places to charge or running out of a charge when driving. Double-digit drops from the last survey.
Double-digit drops, yes, but that's still one of the big reasons for people not buying an electric vehicle. I think it's, you know, over 57 or so percent. So that's a big barrier for them, is they don't know where they would charge on their daily commute. And then for people who take road trips too, this serves as an impediment to them in taking road trips. So that was one thing that we learned from this survey.
The higher purchase price is obviously a big thing for people as well. Do you think that studies like this give any sort of movement to car companies lowering the price of these? I'm thinking as we move forward, as the price of these cars come down, if that number will change at all?
What we think is, if people can find, you know, our results of this survey, and we produce a green car guide, and it can be found on AAA.com/green car. And there's really, at every price point, if people are interested in electric vehicles, there's something for consumers at every price point. You know, our overall top car that we found was a Jaguar, but, you know, down the price point range, was, you know, best car under $30,000 was a Toyota Camry. We have a pickup, you know, a best green car pickup. So there's really something for somebody at every price point. And then what we find too is that some of the some of the early adopters are millennials, which shouldn't be surprising. You know, they're concerned more about concerned less, I should say, about the price point, and concerned more about the environment and those types of things. So, you know, this survey, I think, for us provides a lot of interesting information and interesting tidbits.
Yeah, and on the list of cars there, I know if we've go down the list, I know we've talked about on the program here the Leaf before and the Bolt, the Chevy Bolt. These are cars that have been developed to now go as much as 400 miles on a single charge.
Yes, absolutely. And that's part of that education that we talked about earlier in the show. People understanding, becoming more familiar with the technology and becoming familiar with how far the cars can go on a charge. And also for Chicagoans, interesting information is in stop-and-go traffic, these electric vehicles actually perform very well because when they're decelerating, they're able to kind of regain that charge. So here in Chicagoland, in stop-and-go traffic, which we all face on a daily basis, whether we're commuting or just running errands, these cars perform very well.
I think it's funny, and I know that the survey information that your organization put out, the AAA put out, sort of notes this, but the number of people who think there will be self-driving cars is a little bit higher than those who are comfortable with electric cars. Talk about the disconnect there a little.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, when we asked about the fleet and the expectations for the fleet in 2029, more people, and this was in a separate survey, but more people think that we'll have fully self-driving cars on the roads by 2029 than a fleet of electric vehicles on the road by 2029. And of course, the latter is more likely to happen. So again, there is a bit of a disconnect. It's what we're finding is that the more exposure that people have to this technology, the more they learn about whether it's automated vehicles or electric vehicles, the more comfortable they become and the more of a potential adopter of this technology people can become.
I was surprised to see the number estimated at about 200,000 electric cars on the roads right now. Is that a low number? I was expecting that number to be a little higher.
Yeah, that number does look a little bit low, particularly because almost every automobile manufacturer sells them. But again, I just think it goes back to people being a little bit skittish of this technology, still a little bit slow to adopt. But we believe that information like this is really helpful. And if people, we do know that, as you noted, 40 million Americans are considering, or at least would consider, an electric vehicle for their next car purchase. So we really encourage people to go to their dealership, ask the questions, drive the vehicles, and then between now and when they make their car purchase, determine, you know, where on their route to work could they get a charge if that's a worry for them. But start doing their research now about all of those things, and we think that this number is going to increase in the future.
Well, Beth, we appreciate you being with us this morning to talk a little bit about this. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Beth Moser, Director of Public Affairs at AAA, and you can find more online at AAA.com. We're going to link out to the results of this study as well on electric vehicles.